USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. President Biden is condemning violence in Brazil after hundreds of supporters of the country's former president stormed the government. He called the violence an assault on democracy and on the peaceful transfer of power. Officials say at least 400 people have been arrested. Those involved refuse to accept the latest election results in support of the leftist opposition leader who won in the last election. Biden was in Texas for an assessment on border security.
Biden, who on Sunday made his first trip to the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office. During his visit to El Paso to assess enforcement operations, Abbott said he hand-delivered a letter to the president in which he criticized the administration's border policies. He called the visit $20 billion too late and 2 years too late. I'm Dave Collins.
One GOP congresswoman is worried about what backroom deals were cut in order to elect House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, South Carolina Representative Nancy Mace called the lack of transparency in accommodating a group of Republican detractors a cause for, quote, significant heartburn. Another round of serious storms is targeting California, which had 12 storm-related deaths last week. Governor Gavin Newsom anticipates getting federal help.
We will be reaching out formally under the Stafford Act, requesting of the White House approval through FEMA Region 9 of an emergency declaration to get this full support of the federal government in our efforts. We have all the confidence that we'll receive based upon the conversations.
Strong winds, along with heavy rain, flooding, downed trees, and power outages are all possible through Tuesday night. The Bills end an emotional week with a win on the field and the second seed in the AFC as they beat the Patriots 35-23. Teammate DeMar Hamlin continues to improve in a Cincinnati hospital. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
President Biden is in Mexico for the first time since taking office. He'll be in Mexico City Monday to discuss migration issues with the country's president and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the North American Leaders Summit. Mel Gibson will no longer be part of the 2023 Mardi Gras parade in Louisiana. On Friday, the crew of Endymion announced Gibson would lead the February 18th parade. But the group backtracked on their decision after receiving backlash from Jewish leaders in New Orleans who called the move completely insulting and short-sighted. Sentencing is scheduled for Monday at the Los Angeles Criminal Courts Building for Harvey Weinstein. The disgraced movie producer was found guilty last month of sexually assaulting a woman a decade ago. The Chicago Bears had a season for the record books, but not in a good way.
After Sunday's loss to the Vikings, the team finished the regular season with the league's worst record at 3-14. It's the first time since 1947 that the Bears have the first pick. The Houston Texans, who came back to beat the Indianapolis Colts in Week 18, are set to pick second. The NFL draft opens April 27th in Kansas City. I'm Dave Collins.
At the movies, add another $45 million for Avatar, The Way of Water. It led the weekend box office for its fourth straight weekend. Coming in second, the horror comedy Megan, which made just over $30 million in its debut weekend. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, was third. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.